All right, major breaking news out of Ottawa this morning. The Liberal cabinet is imploding on itself. Yesterday, we got news that Housing Minister Sean Fraser would be announcing his resignation from cabinet this morning. We got that, but that news was trumped by the biggest domino to fall yet. Chrystia Freeland, the Deputy Prime Minister and now former Finance Minister, is officially out of cabinet with this announcement on Twitter today. In her resignation letter to Justin Trudeau, which she posted to social media this morning, she writes, "On Friday, you told me you no longer want me to serve as your finance minister and offered me another position in the cabinet. Upon reflection, I have concluded that the only honest and viable path is for me to resign from the cabinet. To be effective, a minister must speak on behalf of the Prime Minister and with his full confidence. In making your decision, you made clear that I no longer credibly enjoy that confidence and possess the authority that comes with it. For the past number of weeks, you and I have found ourselves at odds about the best path forward for Canada. Our country today faces a grave challenge. The incoming administration in the United States is pursuing a policy of aggressive economic nationalism, including a threat of 25% tariffs." In her statement, she takes a shot at Justin Trudeau, saying, "We need to take that threat extremely seriously. That means keeping our fiscal powder dry today so we have the reserves we may need for a coming tariff war. That means eschewing costly political gimmicks, which we can ill afford and which will make Canadians doubt that we recognize the gravity of the moment." Now, Freeland's departure is not surprising, but the timing certainly is. In the lead up to Christmas, the day that Chrystia Freeland is set to announce and to provide Canada's fall economic statement, she is out of cabinet. We have known for many weeks that the Prime Minister was likely planning to replace Chrystia Freeland with the unelected former Bank of Canada and former Bank of England Governor Mark Carney. Now today, that looks certainly more likely. Now we know that on Friday, Justin Trudeau essentially fired Chrystia Freeland from the finance minister position and tried to offer her a soft landing position somewhere lower down the pecking order in the cabinet. Which makes Chrystia Freeland's answer to that Globe and Mail journalist on Friday, in which she appeared emotional, she appeared almost on the verge of tears, all the more interesting. Take a look at this.
"Hi there, it's Laura Stone, Globe and Mail. We've all agreed to do one question so everyone can get in. Minister Freeland, we've been reporting all week about tension between your office and the Prime Minister's office over the fiscal policy in this country. We've said that the Prime Minister is again in talks with Mark Carney to join the government, and the Prime Minister appears unwilling to personally defend you in public. How can you stay in the government when the Prime Minister continually tries to cut you off at the knees like that, and will you fight back against this effort to replace you?"
Well, thank you for the question. For me, it is a huge privilege that I do not take for granted to serve Canada and Canadians every single day. It's a big deal. There are kids here who went to school with my daughter who are great young innovators, and I'm really proud to be able to offer them something that will help their company. I'm proud and grateful to be able to serve in the cabinet of the Prime Minister, and I really don't spend a lot of time focusing on Ottawa gossip. My focus is on doing what I can to serve Canada and Canadians in what's a really challenging time for our country."
Clearly emotional, voice cracking. You can see that the Liberal cabinet is imploding. Now, just before Chrystia Freeland's bombshell breaking news announcement, we got the announcement from Sean Fraser, the former housing minister, that he too was going to be resigning his position. Remember, Sean Fraser is largely responsible for the worst immigration policies this country has ever seen, for being responsible for the international student debacle in this country, in which over a million international students were in this country, which resulted in international students protesting across this country, demanding permanent residency. And it was Sean Fraser's policies as immigration minister that soured this country on immigration, which completely flipped Canada's consensus on immigration. He was then shuffled into the housing minister job, another very important position, which he too happened to fail. For example, just look at Canada's housing starts with Sean Fraser as the minister. Housing starts have decreased in this country, despite the fact that our population has been increasing at a rate faster than we've ever seen it. Two massive resignations out of Justin Trudeau's cabinet this morning on Monday, the day of the fall economic statements release. This is going to get very interesting. The question now is, how much longer does Justin Trudeau have left as Prime Minister? Many believed Chrystia Freeland to be the brains of the operation, to be the intellectual force for Justin Trudeau, which is shocking to believe, but that is what people believe. Chrystia Freeland, however, in her statement, did commit to fighting for re-election in University Rosedale for her Toronto seat. So Chrystia Freeland, no longer Deputy Prime Minister, no longer the Minister of Finance. She is still an MP, and after all, she does still have that coveted Board of Trustees seat at the World Economic Forum. Now, if there's any more major breaking news this week, we will be back with another update. But for now, that is all we've got for you today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratioed.